Good morning. My name is Nancy D'Agostino. I'm an RN, and I am currently the Vice President for Community Patient Services at Calvary Hospital, which is located in the Bronx, New York. We provide services in my division to patients who are at home in throughout the New York City metropolitan area.
Now, I see a number of alphabet letters after your name. I know RN, and MSN is a Master of Nursing. Is that right?
That's right. It's the Master's of Nursing. And the CHPN is the Certification in Hospice and Palliative Nursing.
Thank you for joining us this morning. And we appreciate,
sure.
We always appreciate what nurses do all year round, but we like to give special attention now at this time of year.
Well, those of us who've been in the profession for many years, like I have, I think we've always known that nurses and nursing is the kind of profession that truly does serve the community. Last year, it surprised many of us to see how prominent the nursing profession became as people became much more aware of the presence of nurses and their contribution really to caring for patients. I'm glad to have the opportunity to speak about it.
Well, has the pandemic changed or affected nursing?
At its core and at its heart, I don't think it changed nursing all that much. It's interesting. I have a friend of mine who recently finished her treatment for cancer. And she said to me, the physicians cured me, but the nurses healed me. And I thought that that was just a very telling way to describe what it is that nurses do. And I think in a nutshell, I think that nurses have the ability and the compassion, the urge to want to put people in a situation where they are better able to get cured, feel better, add to their quality of life. And I think you could probably tell that I'm pretty proud to be a nurse.
I can, and you should be. Well, Calvary nurses have a special calling, it seems, since they help people on their sacred end-of-life journey, and that's so important and key. But does this require a special kind of training or a special kind of nurse?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question. I am a firm believer that every nurse has their niche. There are some nurses that are great in a primary care setting. There are some nurses who really are so excited to work in an intensive care unit. I think that everybody, somewhere within their being, gets called to their particular specialty. For nurses who are working in end of life, requires a lot of patience and a lot of understanding about human nature. The kind of care that Calvary provides is not so much unique in that I believe that end of life care is given in all kinds of healthcare settings. The thing that sets Calvary apart is that that is really our sole mission. And as a referral site for many other healthcare providers in New York City, I think that most people in healthcare would say that they would refer people to Calvary, not because there's nothing more that can be done, but because what can be done is the kind of care that Calvary provides so well and for over a century at this point. Nurses come to us with a variety of reasons as to why they want to work in end-of-life care. But first and foremost, I think what I hear traditionally in an interview is that individuals who are seeking a job in end-of-life care and in hospice are those who say that they really want to make a difference in people's lives. And that might sound funny that we're trying to make a difference in people's lives as they are at the end of their lives, but I do believe that that is what people coming to a hospice setting really believe when they're coming in.
There is a nursing shortage today. Why do you think that is?
There is a tremendous nursing shortage. I think that it may be for a couple of reasons. Number one, last year throughout COVID, while there were so many wonderful stories about the commitment of nurses, the reality is that many nurses left the profession or left the practice for a period of time. And as a result, we are really feeling that. Specifically as it relates to the kind of care that the specific area that I work with at Calvary, and that is caring for people who are in the community, in their homes, it is difficult to find nurses who want to change where they are. It's almost impossible for us to take a new graduate and put them out into that kind of an independent role without some kind of underpinnings in a more supported healthcare environment where they have people around them a lot more. So as a result, we have been very challenged to find experienced nurses who have even 1 year of experience, who want to think about making a change. The other situation that I think we're currently having, at least in the New York City area, is that nurses have been reluctant to change their specific position because healthcare is in somewhat of a flux as a result of the pandemic.
Multilingual nurses and nurses from diverse backgrounds are important in the profession, certainly, and in the population. Would you address that?
That is one of the most attractive things that we see on a resume when someone is bilingual. Calvary actually does provide for a differential for those who have a second language that they're fluent in. The idea of receiving healthcare via a translator is something that is obviously a necessity when we just don't have people who can speak all of the languages. However, you cannot underestimate the value of hearing firsthand in your native tongue what's being recommended. I think it adds to a sense of confidence in the healthcare workers, and it also just adds to someone's experience and ability to understand. We are always so interested in getting nurses who are able to speak in different languages, and certainly in New York, it's a huge challenge because you can't say that any one foreign language is going to do it. Always open to getting nurses who speak so many different languages. And that obviously has been an ongoing challenge for everyone, particularly here in New York City, where there are so many different cultures and different languages.
Nancy, how do you think we can encourage more people to become nurses, especially in the community?
I think that the attention that the nursing profession got last year has been very helpful. I think that nursing schools have seen an increase in their applications within their nursing program. One of the other things that certainly has been a positive move is the increase in male nurses. Certainly nursing has been a traditionally female profession, but the number of male nurses that are working in healthcare has just increased so much. When I first started working with the Calvary Hospice program, I don't believe we had any male nurses, and at this point we have about a dozen.
Oh.
So that has been very helpful. And I do think that people are seeing nursing in the light that it should have been seen for many, many years, and that is that it is more than just working in a hospital or just working in a nursing home, that nursing has the opportunity to provide people with career choices that are absolutely unending between community care and primary care, individuals who want to teach, individuals who want to specialize and go on for additional education as a practitioner or as a quality person, infection control. The possibilities are just endless.
Calvary, I imagine, is always looking for good nurses. If someone is thinking, I might want to check it out at Calvary, what would you suggest they do?
They could call me directly. I will answer. We are always looking. We are always looking for good nurses simply because our programs of care continue to grow. Mm-hmm. So we have more and more patients that we care for on an annual basis who are being cared for at home. So we're always looking for nurses. Anyone who's interested, certainly you can give a call to our main number at 718-518-2000. Visit our website, communicate, our emails are directly on there, submit your resume. We are always interested in speaking with people. And actually, this year it's been a little bit easier because we can usually arrange an interview or an opportunity to speak via Zoom literally within about 24 hours. So that has made it a lot easier for individuals to get to know us and learn a little bit about us. I will tell you that we hardly ever have anybody leave Calvary. The turnover rate at Calvary is largely due to retirement. And individuals who have come to work with us who said, I came for 2 years, or I myself came for 2 years because I thought it would be a good thing on my resume, who then turn around and say, this is where I want to retire from. Wow. The opportunities here at Calvary are enormous, and the opportunity to do a lot of different things really is something that I think we're very proud of.
And now my favorite question. Why did you, Nancy, become a nurse? Was there an incident that may have propelled you into the profession, or is it in your DNA, or what?
I wish I had some wonderful story to tell you about. I knew that nursing was a challenging profession, and quite honestly, I'm not going to tell you how many years I am a nurse, but it's decades. I will tell you that I didn't know as much about the nursing profession going into it as students may now, because it was just kind of thought, well, you either become a teacher or a nurse. Those were the more common kinds of professions. People always ask me, why did you stay at Calvary? The reason I stayed at Calvary is because, having worked in a few other places, which were fine, wonderful institutions, when I came to Calvary, it really coincided with what I think I valued, and that was that the patient comes first. And I have seen that time and time again at Calvary, where we value patients, we value patient care. Decisions about patient care are not made lightly. We know that the experience the patients have at Calvary or through Calvary Hospice at home are going to have lasting impressions on people. These are not simple kinds of care that's given. So we know that what we do is going to have an impact on people's lives. That's why I stay at Calvary. I actually don't know why I went into it, but I'm glad I did.
Well, your passion certainly comes through, and I have to thank you for not only what you do, but for also doing the interview today. I really appreciate it.
Just like to give a shout out to all of the nurses who did make it through last year. Certainly the work that the nurses did in every kind of a setting was awe-inspiring. So I would just like to give a shout out to all of the nurses. I think that New York City and the entire country got better really on the backs of nurses and other healthcare providers.
Hear, hear. Thank you again for joining me this morning, and best of luck to you, Nancy.
Thank you so much, Pat. It was so nice to speak with you.